Tell me about and welcome. And for everybody out there who's always asking me what exactly does V Tell Me Boss mean, that's exactly what it means. Welcome everybody to another edition of Czech Melody Time. My name is Dennis Swatek, glad to be here once again. Ready to bring you another hour and a half, at least minimum, of some great Czech, German, Texas style polka and waltz music. Start things off there with Jody Mikula Orchestra featuring the infamous Bohuš Frank Kubina himself on tuba there from an album, I think that was recorded early 1990s sometime. Original composition called the Klobase Polka, and from the album of the same name, I think that's actually an original polka written by the Mikulas, and one I enjoy very much, especially enjoy Frank's tuba playing. Frank, you know how much I enjoy that, and anytime you want to sit in with us, ready to have you. Like I said, the Klobase Polka, and kind of starts us off on a little theme I'm going to feature this month. As you remember from last month, I've started a new feature for a few months anyway. I'm going to feature some entire albums by different bands, albums that I think have a fair amount of significance, whether it be historical or just musical. And this falls into the musical category. It's just one of my favorite albums. A little German music. I'm going to feature some German music here. Quite a few German bands in Texas, not near as many as Czech, but there are a number of German bands, mainly centered in the New Braunfels area, which is one of the German centers of Texas, I guess you would call it. And this is probably one of the, if not the best band down there, I think, Little Fisherman. And kind of tie in with the Klobase Polka that I featured, playing this in honor of Worst Fest, which is going on at the moment down in New Braunfels. Their 10-day celebration of sausage. Similar to Oktoberfest, but they call it Worst Fest. It usually starts the very end of October, goes into the beginning of November. This year, I think it even started on November 3rd. But always the very end of October into November. 10 days. Don't miss it. Countless bands. Practically every band in New Braunfels plays. Get some of the heavy hitters in here. Marvin Florin usually comes in. Jimmy Stewart, I think, is going to be there. Brave Combo usually plays, although they're not playing this year for the first time in a long time. But tons of food. I mean, just so much good stuff. Everything you want. Tons of beer. Rides for the kiddies. 3 different tents with music. So if you've never been, by the time you hear this, it's probably going to be over. But definitely make plans to go next year. If you have been, you know what I'm talking about. It's a blast. Usually try to make it every year. I'm actually just come down with a cold yesterday, so I don't think I'm going to get to go tomorrow as I was planning to do, because I just want to try to get well so I can at least go to work on Monday, not have to miss any work because of being sick. But anyway, like I said, we're going to kick things off here. Feature a full album by the Little Fishermen. I have no clue when this was recorded. It's one of the, I think, the sad things about the early LPs. A lot of different companies, Guide, companies like that, is they never put dates on these damn things. So it's, unless you really know the history of the band, or you can kind of guess from some of the song titles, you know, maybe if they're doing some country things, you can kind of get an estimate of when these albums came out. But otherwise, you know, who knows when these things came out? You just have to kind of listen to the sound, maybe take a look at the cover, and just, you know, try to use your best judgment. And for this one, I'm assuming this probably was recorded in 1970 sometime, just by the sound of it. But it's a great album. You probably heard quite a few of these songs in the past. You've listened to the show over the past few years. Like I said, one of my favorite albums. Definitely my favorite album by the Little Fishermen, one of my favorite German albums. And you're going to hear a lot of stuff here you heard before, but it's all good stuff. So let's get right into it for the next 30 minutes or so, and treat you to the Little Fishermen from New Braunfels, from their album entitled, I think, just Little Fishermen. That's another damn thing I hate about those early albums. I never gave them titles. I just put the band name on there. But anyway, here is the Little Fishermen from New Braunfels, starting us off with the Two Eddies Polka. Thank you.
Alles verkehrt. Keine Reim. Und solltest du so jung versterben, na dann lass mich dein Familie erben. Alte Anna, du bist die schönste Frau in der Welt, so wie du gebaut bist. Alte Anna, du bist die Frau, der mir gefällt. Thank you.
V našem háječku roste brýza zelená, jsou na ní srdečka našej lásky písmena. Když mě paní na vojnu zavolá i já, z tej brýzy flintu mě udělá i já, tak budu rád na tebe vzpomínat. Když mě paní na vojnu zavolají a z tej brýzy flintu mě udělají, tak budu rád na tebe vzpomínat. Thank you.
Folks, and yet I wasn't slow. My mammy called me happy, but my pappy called me fool, because I laughed at anything which was against the rule. I used to know a little girl so many years ago. She wasn't very sporty, folks, and yet she wasn't slow. Not exactly dandy nor a bird of paradise. I walked around her once a day just to get me exercise. She's not homesick here, and man, I think it's true. One month looks like her brother Joe and a gym her Uncle Lou.
Okay. Just another great politically correct song there. Little Fisherman there with the Laughing Polka. And quite a, like I said, set there, a set from Little Fisherman from one of their albums. Listening to it now, I think that's probably 1960s, late 60s. Just has more of a 60s sound to it than a 70s sound, but I could be wrong. Anyway, recap what we heard. Started things off with Two Eddies Polka, then we heard Farmer's Wedding Waltz, Tanta Anna Polka, that great German polka, Little Swing Time San Antonio Rose. Then Mountain Valley. I've got it listed here as Mountain Valley Waltz, but that was definitely a polka, so I'm assuming that was Mountain Valley Polka. One of my all-time favorite waltzes. I love that waltz. St. Paul's Bullfrog. That is such a cool Barry Sax part in there. Brisa Zelena, a little Czech-style polka. Badger Landler, and of course, Laughing Polka. And if you notice, you did hear some Czech stuff in there. You know, a lot of the German bands, I think they know which side their bread is buttered on, being down here in Texas. So you do hear, even though they are German bands and do a lot of German stuff, they do Czech polkas and waltzes as well, because that's the thing down here. You want to, you know, if you want to play in Texas, you got to have a fiddle in the band. If you want to play a polka down here, it better be Czech, or you're not going to last very long. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed that. Moving on now, I'm going to get into a little request time music here. Here it is, November, and if you remember back in the September polka show, I had a little survey slash contest, and wanted to know, all of you out there, what your favorite polka and waltz was. I gave you mine, being Good Morning Polka and Headache Waltz. This is my two all-time favorites, and I wanted to know what yours was, and I got a whopping 4 responses back, so not too happy with that, but hey, that's the way it goes. People want to listen, not participate, that's cool. Hey, it's up to you. Do what you want. But as I said, you had a chance to win a cassette copy of the new Czech Melody Masters album, Old Time Radio Favorites, and since we only got 4 responses, I said, what the hell? I send one to everybody. So everybody who entered the contest and participated received a cassette copy. So just keep that in mind if I ever decide to have one of these contests again. You know, I'm a pretty giving guy. A lot of times I'll just say, hey, everybody gets one. So, you know, if you want to enter sometime, do it, because you never know. Chances are you're going to win something. So anyway, I'm going to feature some of my listeners' favorites. Like I said, this is my show, but it's also your show. I like to know what you like to hear, and if you ever have any special requests or something you want to hear, let me know. I'll be glad to play it. So anyway, we're going to do some request time now. Start things off with Tommy Fish Guy. I had no clue who the hell this guy was, and finally I emailed him back and said, you won, just tell me who you are. And it's Tommy, I believe Tommy Nelson. Tommy, I apologize if I can't get your last name right. I printed out the email you sent me with your name and address on it, and I just cannot find it to save my life, but surely you've gotten your tape by now, and hope you're enjoying it. But Tommy out in North Carolina, going to get to yours first. He wanted to hear Clarinet Polka and Blue Skirt Waltz. Oh, great choices there, great choices. So Tommy, going to hit yours first, and then Rex Ulmer up in, what is it, Gladewater? Is that right, Rex? Yes, Gladewater, up East Texas way. Old Nebraska, Kansas polka guy, and used to play in a few bands, and we're still going to try to work out sometime, Rex, and we're up in Dallas, and you come sit in with us, definitely. And anyway, Rex said his favorites were Rise, My Darling, Polka, Stave Mamila, and Blue-Eyed Dolly Waltz. And you know what, Rex, after I saw that, I started thinking again, and Blue-Eyed Dolly is, if Headache is 1 for me, then Blue-Eyed Dolly is 1A, because that is by far one of my all-time favorites, so excellent choices there. Then we're going to hear some favorites from Glenn Foster, all the way up in Hanover, Pennsylvania. Glenn, thanks for contacting me, and I always enjoy talking with you. Glenn said his favorites were Waltz Across Texas, another fine choice there. And polkas, he couldn't decide between the Shiner Song and I Love to Dance. So you know what, Glenn? I'll feature them both, because those are two excellent choices. Of course, the Shiner Song, you know, is one of my all-time favorites. And then we're going to wrap it up with Gilbert Connick from down my neck of the woods, Industry, Texas. Gilbert, I don't know if you know, I actually grew up between Sealy and Cat Spring out there, so definitely I know that area well, and been to Industry many times. And Glenn wanted to hear Angelichko Moy, My Angel Polka, and that old Wild Goose Waltz. So, guys, sit back, get ready for your all-time favorites. Those are some excellent choices. I think everybody else is going to enjoy them, too. So, let's get things started. Here we go with Now let's do a little waltz time first. Little blue skirt waltz.
Got them both in one song, the red skirt and the blue skirt. Thank you.
Thank you.